Okay, we are still in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin. The pasuk says that Vayi akar advar meila chala ben oisha bala sabayis Vayi chal yechazak meira shaloi noisa bai neshama. That the Isha, the Baal HaSabayis, her son got sick, and his sickness was so strong, he had no neshama left him. And we mentioned last time that there's a big machlokes here of how to deal with this pasuk. The pasuk doesn't say anywhere specifically that he died. It just said he got so sick, he had no neshama. In the next pasuk, she tells Elio, "Maliv alachi shalekim, vasei lai lahashgar savoni ulahamis espini." Sounds like he didn't die yet. Lahamis in the future. Sounds like he hasn't died yet. It's a mashma like that also from Targum Yainasan. So, this is a shaila here. And the shaila really brings itself back, and we mentioned this last time, but we'll get into it. And that is because, as you read the psukim in Pasuk Yates, Vayomer Elo Tznili Espeneich, he said, "Give me your son." And we're going to go back and be Mefarshit psukim, but just for Nagali Yaneinu, Vayikachayo Mecheika, he took her. Vayaleyu El Ali Asher Yoshev Sham Eshkive Al Mitasai. Elio brought him up to the Aliyah, where he used to live there, and he laid the kid down on his bed. And then in Pasuk Chaval, it says, "Vayismoided al hayeled shloisha pamim." Now, what does "vayismoided" mean? So, Pasha Pshada means that he laid down on him. It's a lesson of measuring because he laid down on top of the kid. And by Elisha, it says in Mefurish, as we'll see, he put his face on his face and his mouth on his mouth and his hands on his hands and everything. He actually laid down, and there it says it's just Mefurish. And the Mefarshim say the same thing happened. The problem is, if Pinchas is Elio, so Elio is a Kayan. And if this child is dead, literally, so how was it mutter for Elio, number one, to be in the same ayel as a mace, to be in the same building? And more than that, how was it mutter for him to touch him? A kayin's not allowed to be metamet to a mace. That's the question. So the Radak says here in Pasuk Yedayin, Ad asher lo noiser by neshama, Yesh mi shaimer, says the Radak, there are those who say, Shaloi meis mi kol v'kol, he didn't really die. Ela yachol yavchazik ma'id ad shenetzer neshima, so his breathing was held back, his breathing was very shallow. V'lo yayumakirim mimenu shum simen chiyas, they weren't able to tell that he was alive at all. He was so unconscious, so sick, his breathing was so shallow, he had no pulse, there was nothing going on almost, that his mother thought he was actually dead. And he was alive, right? He's saying afterward that he didn't have a neshama, so it doesn't say he didn't die because he was still alive. So says the Radak, the Bishem, the Yesh Mishaimer, that since the pasuk doesn't say he died, it said, that means it was almost to the point, there was no neshima, there was nothing, it was very hard to tell if he was alive. That's Yesh Mishaimer. V'anachain, says the Radak, kimeis misa gemura, kimeis yasayrim b'nei ha'ilam. Like most people think, he actually died. It doesn't say meis, it means he died. Atshalai noisa b'neshama, he didn't have a neshama, he was dead.
The Radak says it?
The Radak. So the Radak brings the yesh mishayma, he didn't really die. V'anachain, that he did die. Again, this machlaikis really starts from how to resolve the fact that Elio touched the child. He's a kayan. So if you say he didn't die, you have no problems. If you say he did die, And then once you say he didn't die, so you have Ramazim in the Pasuk, Ad Asher Lo Yinos Abba Neshama Lahamis, or Lashon Asid. But the Nachayin says the Radak, the Emes of Pshat is that he died. So we have a problem. How did Eliyo touch him? L'chayr Eliyo was a Kayin. So Now, we had a story many times already that we spoke about, that one of the Amiraim met Eliyo in a Beis HaKvaris. And he asked him, how could you be here? You're a Kayim. So Eliyo told him that it was a Beis HaKvaris of Goyim, and Goyim are not Metame. So Tosfos over there says that that's not the real answer. Eliyo was just pushing him off by telling him that. And Tosfos says, I have a proof. And that is because Chazal tells us a Medrash that who buried Rebbe Kiva? Rebbe Kiva was tortured and killed by the Romans. Who went and buried Rebbe Kiva? So Medrash tells us Eliyo Anavi did. The Jews were afraid to go there. And the Medrash says Eliyo was metame himself, so to speak. And he went and he buried Rebbe Kiva. What do you mean? Eliyo was a Kayan? You can't answer Guy like he answered in the Beis HaKvaris, because Rekiva wasn't a Guy. So obviously the answer he gave, that this is a Beis HaKvaris of Guyim, is not the real answer. He was just giving a teretz that'll work, but it's not the true answer. So Taisus wants to say maybe Tzadikim Eina Metamim by Rebbe Kiva. Taisus is not really true, you can't be Simech on that. So Taisus says, like you wanted to say, that it was a Meis Mitzvah. Rebbe Kiva was a Meis Mitzvah. Since everyone was afraid to bury him. I'm making a mistake here. They asked Eliyahu how he was able to metame to Rebbe Kiva, and he said, Tzadikim Eina Metamim. So Taisa says that was also not the real answer. The real answer was Rebbe Kiva was a Meis Mitzvah. And a Kohen's allowed to be Metamet to a Meis Mitzvah. I don't know. Because he didn't want to get into it. He gave an answer that worked. He didn't want to get into it also, it sounds like. Once you start getting into the real answer, you get into other types of shilas. That's what it sounds like.
Well,
he could. So that's why Eliyo was allowed to. Why didn't Eliyo answer that? It's covered for Rebbe Kiva. It's not by covered to say Rebbe Kiva was a Meis Mitzvah. No one, he's lying there. No one's taking care of him. So instead he said, Tzadikim Eina Metam. Now Taisus asks the question, if Eliyo is a Kayim, so in the Beis HaKvaris, okay, it was the Beis HaKvaris of Goyim. Rebbe Kiva was a Meis Mitzvah. What about this kid here, in our story? Why was Eliyo allowed to be metame himself to this kid? Taisus asks the question. Taisus says the Lashon. Since Eliyo was Borer, he was sure that he could be Mechaya the kid, so it was Pikuach Nefesh. Even though the kid's dead already, usually Pikuach Nefesh means to save a life, but by the very fact that he knows he's able to be Mechaya him, so that's almost called saving a life. So it's Pikuach Nefesh. Eliyo was allowed to be Matame himself to the kid. So we either have a Teretz here, number one, he didn't die. If you learn that he did die, like most Mepharshim want to learn, so Taisu says that it was Pikuach Nefesh. Other Rishonim want to say maybe this was Al Pi HaDibur. Eliyahu had a special tzivui from Hashem that he's supposed to do this, and again, that is why it was Mutter, it was a special case. Was he if he was dead? He was. I would assume. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah? No, it was pikuach nefesh, saving a life. Or resaving or restoring, I don't know what word you want to use, but... Now, Rabbeinu Bachayi says here, not here, he says in Parshas Pinchas, a big chiddush, but we'll mention it. And that is that where was this taking place? So it said, Kum lech tsarfata asher l'tzidon. So, Chazal learned that this Tsarfas here was an Eretz Yisrael somewhere. Rabbeinu Bachayi seems to learn this was Tsarfas, like the real Tsarfas, France. I don't know, this was Tsarfas, it was Chutz Laaretz. And this kid, this doesn't fit with any of the midrashim we saw, but Rabbeinu Bachayi says the kid was a guy. This lady here was a guyish lady, the kid was a guy. And goyim are not metame, back to the old klal of goyim are not metame. That's what Rabbeinu Bachayi in Parshas Pinchas wants to say.
Wait, was
it
a
nevi?
Or
who?
No question.
Yeah. I'm saying it doesn't go. All these midrashim say with the mother of Yaina, whatever it was, it doesn't stem according to this. He says she was a guy. Now it doesn't really help the problem because even the when is a guy not mitame? Only in Tumas Oyel, being in the same building as a guy or being in a Beis HaKvaris. But touching a guy pashtus, a guy is mitame also. So Rabbeinu Bachayi is tired, it's a little hard to understand because if the problem is how we touch the kid, a guy doesn't answer the question. Unless you somehow learn that Rabbeinu Bachayi also holds, even in touching a guy is not mitame, we're moving very far away from the Pashup Shad here. But it is interesting to note this, and we're going to get back to it, and that's why we're saying it here. Yeah?
So does
Rabbeinu
Bachayi hold that?
He touched him, but he laid down on him. We didn't say it yet. Someone else said that. That's another way out of the question. You said that. I didn't say it.
Okay.
What?
I have it in my mouth.
We said it from last time. We didn't say it today yet. That's the other way out of the whole issue. That he never really touched him. But it doesn't really help you because in Pasuk Yitzes it says, Vayikacheo mecheka vayaleo. He took when he brought him, he took the kid and brought him up. So even if you get out of Ayismite, it doesn't really help you. You still have to come out to all these terutzim. Now, now, the Radak, by the story of Elisha, which we will see pretty soon, he says over there, the Radak in Malachim Beis Perek Dal Pasuk Lamed Aleph by Elisha. Over there it says by Elisha, "Loihekit Hanar." When Gehazi, as we'll see the story, Gehazi tried to be mechayim esim. It says, "Loihekit Hanar." The Nar didn't wake up. So the Radak says, "Wake up!" Shouldn't it say he didn't become alive again? See, the psukim here are very vague and ambiguous about, in both stories, did he die, didn't he die? So the Radak says over there, don't worry, the word hakits we find by dead people too, being Mechaya Mason. Hakitsu v'rannu sheikh ne'afar. Vasilavai. That's for sure people who are dead, not people who are sleeping. So says the Radak, don't get so nervous on the word like hakits, it sounds like he was sleeping. It means he didn't come back to life. V'hatzvara asher amarnu b'yeled she'ech yeliyo hi hatzvara atzma b'zeanar she'ech yelisha. Says the Radak, the same thing I said by the Nar that Eliyo was Mechaya, that I said the real pshat is he died and he was Mechaya Mason, is the same here. U'matzan olay smach b'divrei chazal she'shoalu ben hashunamis mau sheyitame. The Radak says I have a raya to the story of Elisha that he really we which way is the Radak going over here? One second. No, I'm sorry, the other way around. I'm sorry. He's saying now, the Svara means, he's saying that the same Svara that I brought by Elio, that the child did not die, will apply here too. Meaning the Radak in both places brings both Mefarshim. By us here and by Elio, he starts off Yesh Miyashayim Shalomais, and he says, Ra'anath, and he died. Over there, when it says, Le'hekitz Hanar, the Nar didn't wake up, he says, don't worry, it means he died, because we find waking up by dead people. And then he says, no, the Svara is that he really didn't die. It was just, like he says over here, his breathing was so shallow, and he had no pulse. It was as if he died. And I have a proof that he didn't really die, says the Radak. What's the proof? Because the Gemara says that there's a story that some of the Goyim asked the Chachmel Kanja, they asked one of the Chachamim 12 questions, the Gemara Masechtanida. And one of the questions they asked him was, Ben HaShunamis, over there by Elisha, the son of the Shunamis, Mahu Sheyitame, is he Metame or not? So he answered, a mace is Metame, a chai is not Metame. So now, the Radak seems to be learning, the question was, this Shunam, the Ben HaShunamis, while he was, quote unquote, dead, was he Metame or not? And the answer was, only a mace is Metame, a chai is not Metame. What does that tell us? Was he really dead? He wasn't really dead.
But which pshat are going according to?
He's bringing a proof to the pshat that he didn't die. The proof is that Chazal asked the question, Ma'o sheyitame, while he was lying there in the bed, was he metame? The answer was, only dead people are metame, not live people. Says the Radak, I have a beferish proof in the Gemara that he didn't really die. The Radak over here starts off with the pshat, he didn't die, v'hanoch, and he did die. And over there he did a switch. Over there he said, don't worry, he died. V'asvara, maybe he didn't die, but proof from Chazal. But the truth is, his proof is not such a great proof. Because, from your vast bekiyus of Shas and Paiskim, you probably remember that Rashi on that Gemara says, Ma'ushi Yitameh, after he was alive. Meaning, after Elisha was Mechayim Esim, but he was once dead, right? Where'd the Tumah go? Dead person is Tame. Now he's alive again. So, is he Metame or is he not Metame? That was the question. The question wasn't when he was dead, is he Metame? Dead people are Metame. The question was, says Rashi, after Elisha was Mechayahim, is he still Tame or not? And that the Gemara says, no, he's a live person, live people aren't Metame. So it's no proof to the situation, if anything, maybe from the question, it's a proof that he really did die. Because we want to know, now that he's alive, is he still Metame? So the Radak's proof from that Gemara is not really such a strong proof. The Radak himself? The Radak learns that the Gemara was asking, while he was lying in the bed, is he Metame or not? And the answer is, live people aren't Metame. So what does that tell us? That he wasn't dead, he was alive. That's a proof that he really didn't die. He looked like he died, but he was really alive. But the way Rashi learns the Gemara Ma'u Sheyitame means after the Tchiyas HaMeisim, if he was once dead, is he still Metame? And the answer to that is, now he's alive. Live people aren't Metame. The Gemara, they have the same question. Aishas light. Right? She's salt. Is that salt Metame? Like a mace? So answered, mace and maratame, salt, not Metame. The question sounds a little crazy, but if you go through, and I'm not ready to go through it, but the Mefarshim over there explain how these Chachmei, I think they were the Anshel Zanja, they were the Chachmei Ateva, they didn't believe in Nisim, they didn't believe in these things. They were saying, there's no such thing as people turning into salt. It can't be. So it's really, it looks like salt, it's really a person. And they were answering, there's something called Shinei Teva. The Rebbe Hashem could make Meisim. They asked, if he's up and around, but he was dead, He must really be dead. This is a fake thing that he's walking around like this. It can't be that he's really alive. Because those are seen as tchias ha-meisim. They answer them, no. Achai is na-metame. Ameis is metame. There was tchias ha-meisim here. They were coming from their kvira, from their chachmas yavanes, from the chachmas ha-teva. They didn't believe in any of these shini ha-tevas. So that's what their sichsuch here was. That's what their arguments was, or their questions were based on the fact that we don't believe these things are possible. And the answer was that they are possible. Yeah.
So what does
Rav Dash
really hold? Did he die?
I don't know. He goes both ways. Like it's a funny thing. He switches.
Can we? Can we just go?
Or
I'm still confusing.
Did
die? Did he die? Every other line is different.
Right. That's right. It's
Machlokes.
Go home and be misadder and make a list. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. You're asking a very good question. Why did they specifically ask from Elisha? Why didn't they ask from the story of Eliyahu? It's much earlier. Yeah, they had a question. This dead kid, is he Metame?
Eliyahu
was
Kohen.
What?
Was it
Elisha
was Kohen?
Elisha was not a Kohen. Well, they want to know if he's Tame or not. Not if he's Metame Kohen. Why did they wait till the story of Elisha passed? Why didn't they ask Eliyahu? So some of the first bring a proof that by Eliyahu he for sure didn't die. Because they didn't ask if he's Metame, because he for sure didn't die. The Pasuk never says he died. Some Mepharshim look at that Gemara and say it's a proof that Elisha's kid died, but Eliyahu's kid did not die. Because why did the angel wait till Elisha to ask? Elisha's kid died, there was a tchias ha-meisim, and they want to know if he's still Metame or not. They didn't even talk about Eliyahu because they learned Nach, and it doesn't say anywhere in this pasuk he died. So he got very sick, his breathing became shallow, he never really died. So some of Farshim use that as a proof that this story he didn't die. Again, you have proofs all the way, you go this way, that way. This is a big, big sichsuch over here. Okay, and tomorrow we'll have a synopsis of all the shittas, right? No? So then we stop talking to her about her. Okay. You missed it. You gotta be on the program. Okay. Okay, so now we have over here all different shittas. If he did die, if he didn't die. In both stories we have machlokes, not that we're at the other story yet, but and different proofs this way and that way. Vatayimer el Eliyahu. So now she turns to Eliyahu, she says, Mali valach yishalikim. Mali valach. So the Mitzuda says, she said, what's between me and you? What hatred is there between me and you? What did you do for me? Or what did I do to you? So why have you come here to remind or to mention or to bring up my Avera Ulahamis Esbini in order to kill my child? She says, did we have a problem with each other? Did we ever have a fight that you came here to be Ma'iradin on me? Why are you being Ma'iradin? Lahaskiris Avaini. So the Mitzuda says, before you showed up here, when Hashem compared me to the rest of the city, I was a tzaddikus. The minute you showed up, I wasn't a tzaddikus anymore. So Hashem remembers my averus, he kills my child. Why'd you do this to me? Rashi also brings this down. Interesting lashon. She was saying to him that when I was a tzaddikus, I was roy for a neis. I don't know if my child should be alive or not die. But now that you came, I'm nothing. Vain tzikasi mikaris. No one realizes I'm a tzaddik. And Rashi says, just like by light. Light says, I can't run from studying to Avraham Avinu. Why? Compared to Avraham, I don't have any tzikasim. I'm not going there. It's the same idea. So that's why she said, what do we have? There's some type of hatred? That now that you came to me, and by you coming to me, lahaskiris avoini, now I'm not a tzadekis anymore, and everything changes, Hashem deals with me differently, and now my child's going to die, so you're causing it. That is the way the Mitzudis and Rashi learn. The Ralbag says, he first brings down this chat, and then he says ve'efsher, that she was saying the exact opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with tzaddikim kichut ha'sara. He's very medaktik, and on a small aveira gives the punishment to tzaddikim. So she was saying, if you weren't here, so I'm a normal person. Normal people Hashem deals with. If we do big aveiras, he gives big punishments. Small things, everything, Olam Kamin Hagenayik, I would be okay. But now that you're in the vicinity, and Hashem is in the mode of tzaddikim, because you're right here with me, so he's in tzaddikim mode in my house, tzaddikim mode, any little aveira, he punishes kechot hasara. So that's why I'm being punished here, because since you're here, he's judging kechot hasara. And therefore that's why my child, she said, has died.
But didn't he die before she came?
Before who came? No, Leo came before already. Leo came before the whole story with the oil and the kemach, right?
He was there all the time.
It sounds like he was there all the time, yeah.
Wait, are we in Malach Malach or Malach Malach?
We're in Malach Malach.
Because I was just there, I didn't find
that. So, now it's an interesting thing, as if, like, Hashem is medaktik with tzaddikim kechot hasara. Just because the tzaddik is in the house, right? Oh, Hashem's only like general radar beam onto the house of how to give an einish. He can't like give exact pinpoint precision. You know, on a precision bombing, they hit exactly the target. Hashem can't just hit Elio with Kedakta Kodasira. She gets like the collateral damage from it. It sounds a little funny. Like, why? You know, I understand the other way. When Elio's here, so we change of how we look. She's not Tzadekis anymore. But to say Elio's here, so Hashem is Bedak Kichot Hasara, so now I also get Dikta Kichot Hasara. That's how the Ravag explains it. The Malbim says as follows. The Malbim says, the Malbim says that she was chayshed him that when he did the nace with the kara kemach and with the shemen, and he said that it's b'shem Hashem I'm doing this, he wasn't being 100% truthful with her. Elio, she thought, had the kayach through Shemus, through skulois, through kishuf, through whatever you want to call it, to be mashana the teva. It was about Maifis. He was able to do things. He said he's doing it from Hashem. Who knows? Maybe he's doing it on his own through his magical powers. So she thought, now that she saw that her son died, she thought that that was an einish for Elio doing the shemen and the kamach b'kishuf, and she benefited from that kishuf because now she's alive through it. So since she was nana, and his lashon is midaver hanase bilat lamites, right? Vayasu achar tumim bilateyam, right? That's kishuf, shemus, kishuf, all the different things over there. You look at Rashi, one's like they shemus, one's like they whatever it is, but it's through oyad ayidei dvar mayotzim in ateva. So she thought it was an aveira, and they were mechuyev misa because of it. So that's the first thing she had tainas on him. Bala asker savoini, which aveira, the aveira that I was nana from your kishuf. You said it was b'shem Hashem. I don't believe it. Right, the whole time Elio was telling her, Chai Hashem Ali Kefla, he was saying all about Hashem. She's saying, look what happened right after I'm nana from it, or a little bit later. This happened, must be it's not true. And not only that, he continues, Chazal tell us, someone who has a nace done for them, minakin loy min zchuyosav, he loses some of his zchuyos. Because since we have to change the metzias, so you have to see if someone's right for that, and it takes off some of his credit, of his zchuyos. So she said, she thought as follows. She thought that since this was done ayidei neis, ayidei Elio, and in brackets he says, what do you mean al pi Elio? Loy al pi rotzen Hashem asher yitzavik kein mitzad ritzoinoi b'li heshkev al zchus v'chayva. When Hashem wants something done, it's not necessarily totally in the person's chosim, says the Malbim. He doesn't necessarily look at the schusim and the chayvus of the person. It's Ratz and Hashem to be done for whatever reason. She thought, Eliyahu kept on saying, Chai Hashem, Alekecha, Chai Hashem, Chai Hashem. So finished, I'm getting this. This is Ratz and Hashem. But then she saw her son die. She said, no, Eliyahu did a nace here. Whether it was in like the first chat, he said, Ade Kishuf. It sounds like now he's saying, even if it wasn't Kishuf, even if it was the ability through Kayach HaKedusha, to make a nace and be Mishanes HaTeva, but when it's not Ratzon Hashem, if it starts off from the Ratzon of Eliyahu, so Hashem decides, is this person right to get this nace done for them? Let's see. Do they have Schusim, Chayvas? Even if they have Schusim, we're going to subtract. So therefore, because of that, that means Hashem's looking, am I roi, am I not roi? And now that it happened, I lost chusim. And if I lost chusim, and I have averus, so my child died from it. That's what her taina was. And you came to me, and you made the maifis of the story before. And because of that maifis, number one, either because it was kishuk and I'm getting an einish, or even if it wasn't, it was aydei derech neis. But since it wasn't Ratzon Hashem to start, it started off as Ratzon of Eliyahu to make the nace. So that depends. If a person's right for it enough, if a person's right for it, so then... is Menachem Leim is Chuyaisav, and that's what happened to me, she was saying, and therefore the child died. So we have over here Rashi and the Radak saying, compared to Elio, the Rabbag saying, because of Medakta Kechut HaSara, and the Malbim learning a whole new pshat, saying it's related to the story before that she felt she was getting an Einish or Menachem is Chuyaisav because of the Maifet that had occurred to her before. There's a sefer called Mari Karoy, which is the same name as the Beis Yosef, but I think it was the Beis Yosef's grandfather. He says interesting pshat. He says the Kayach Hadibur, Atiftach Pel Satan. Because Elio came to her in the story before, what did she say? He asked her for some food, and she said, "I have so little food. I'm just going to bake this. We're going to eat." Vamasnu, and we're going to die. So Leo caused her to say the words Vamasnu. So that's what she was saying. You came here, and because you caused me to say the words Vamasnu, my child died. She didn't mean it. She didn't mean to curse her child. She was saying the fact, but once she said those words, Brit Chrysalis was saying, she was saying, it's your fault. Because if you never asked me for food, I never would have said anything. We just would have eaten and gone by there. Okay, so by Yomer Eilel, Tanili Espenech. So she said, he said, okay, give me your son. He took him out of her womb, or her bosom. Vayaleu Eloalia Ashiusha Yosef Sham Vashkeve Amitasei. So he brought him up to the Aliyah. Now it's interesting over here. To the Aliyah Asher Hu Yosef Sham. We didn't really say before anywhere like Elio was staying here for too long. As we'll see by Elisha over there, he had a special room, and Aliyah, Kir Ktana, she built him a special place. The Mefarshim said, you see from these words, that the same thing happened to Elio. They had built a special Aliyah for him. That he was staying there, he had his bed there, it sounds like he had his own apartment up there. We didn't talk about it anywhere that they were designated a place for him, but it seems Derech Agav and the Psukim that the same thing that happened by Elisha happened here. So he put him on his bed. Why his bed? So the Malbim says because a bed, in the Chazal always say when a person dies, they go lay down in their bed and they die. Eliyahu's bed is not a simon of Misa because Eliyahu never died. Adrab, his bed is a simon of Chayim. He always gets out of his bed. So therefore he laid him down on the bed when he wants to be Mechayahim, he put him down on his bed, says the says the Malbim, Shemitas Eliyahu Hayamayr Chayim, Kiloy Tom Tamisa, he never died. So his bed is the opposite. It's not a siman of Misa, his bed is a siman of Chayim. Vayikro el Hashem vayomer. So he called to Hashem and he said, Hashem Elokai, Hagam alo amono asher ani misgoyrer ima, harayoyt alo amis espino, also on the almana that I'm living with. You're doing something bad, lo amis espino, to kill her child? So what's this hagam also? Who is the other person something bad happened to? Hagam means on the child also, as if it's not enough that someone else had bad. Hagam ha'isha ala amana sh'ani mizgar ima. So the Radak says, hagam means not only are you paiket avoinam li Yisrael, not only are you punishing Klai Yisrael with the Atziras HaKshamim, remember, the middle of Atziras HaKshamim, middle of a drought. So not only on Klai Yisrael are you punishing because of the Atziras HaKshamim, hagam al almana, also on this almana, you're also punishing that her son should die. Doesn't she have at least a schus that I'm living here? And she helped me, she gave me food to live. She doesn't deserve to die, her son to die. So hagam is, we understand Hashem, you're punishing. You're punishing Klal Yisrael. But this lady has a schus. So why are you punishing her? Her schus was that she was mechaya me. The Mitzuda says, hagam means, is it not enough that I had to wander from land to land because I'm the one who held back the rain? So hagam, is it not enough that I'm, so to speak, punished and I have to wander around? And the almana also, this almana who brought me in and gave me a place, she also gets punished? Meaning, he was saying, says the Mitzudas, is my Avera so great that there's no one allowed to let me in? It's not enough that I'm wandering as a punishment. If someone lets me in, they get punished too. Was my Avera so great? And the Abarbanel says a beautiful pshat. He says, Hagam is referring back to Chiel, who lost all of his children for building Yericho. Chiel, I understand, says Eliyahu, he did an Avera, he was over on the Chayim of Yeshua, so he lost his children. But Hagam al Amana Shani Misgar Ima, the Amana who I lived with her, meaning, and she did a mitzvah, she was Machnes Aira, Harei Salam says, she also gets a punishment. Hagai Gam Tzadik Tarei, Chalil Lecha, like we say. Lamed tzaddik in Russia, the same thing that happens to Russia happens to a tzaddik. Hagam and the almana, that's the lashon asher ani misgoyer ima, that she did a mitzvah, she also loses her child. Chiyo, I understand, but on this almana too. Now Eliyahu is talking with, I don't know, quote unquote, a lot of chutzpah here, right? I mean, it's almost Chazal use the lashon always of itiach. Dvarim klape milo, when someone talks real strong to the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's a risky thing when they put like an ultimatum down and they talk with this type of chutzpah. Chazal tell us that Misha Paseach Pesach L'chaveira, someone opened the door for you, Nafshay Chayev lo, you're Chayev, you're Nefesh then. In other words, you're Mechulit to be Meiser Nefesh for that. And Chazal bring a proof from Eliyahu that Eliyahu is Meiser Nefesh for the Almana who did him a taiva. What was the Mesiris Nefesh? This was the Mesiris Nefesh. To talk like this way to Hashem through the tefillah that it was obviously Kayach HaTefillah, he's going to daven in Pasuk Chabal too. But with such a strong, coming on so strong, is called being Meiser Nefesh. Now, The Medrash continues interesting thing and says, not only nafshei chayav loy, the Medrash says anyone who's peseach pesach lechaver and opens the door for his friend does a mataiva, he's chayav bechloida, he's chayav to honor him more than he's chayav to honor his mother and his father. Poor father and mother. Now the chayav salavav somewhere says, I don't understand that, he says, this person did one taiva for you, and you're chayiv more than your father and mother, which we could assume did at least one, probably two taivas at least, right? I mean, one taiva doesn't outweigh all the taivas that they did. But I think the chayiv salavav says, because the taivas that a parent do to a child is a teva, it's a natural thing. It's not worth, quote unquote, worth the same amount as a person who has nothing for you when he does do a taiva. But the Medrash says, what's the raya yechayev is a peladig Medrash. What's the raya yechayev more than parents? The Medrash says, Elio was mechayev one child, right? Elisha got pishnayim of Elio. So he should have the kayak to mechayev two people. So who should he be mechayev if he has the kayak to mechayev two people? His parents. Go to the Beis HaKvaris and wake up your parents and be mechayev them. And instead, who was he Machaya? The son of the Shunammis, that she did a Mataiva. So you see, says the Medrash, that you're Chayim in the covenant of a person who does you a favor more than the covenant of your parents. Because Elisha used his Kayak to be Machaya Mesim, not on his parents, rather on the person who did a Mataiva. And the Medrash says, Elio too, if Elio was able to be Machaya Mesim, why was he Machaya's parents? Why is he Machaya this person, this lady's son? Because she did a Mataiva.
What happened to the other one?
Who, by Elisha?
Yeah.
What was the second one? I don't know. Guess when we get there, we'll talk about it. What?
Wasn't that when he actually
died? Yeah, that's what it, over there by the, yeah, later, yeah, after, that's it, we'll get to that. After he dies, so, there's a Shiloh, there's a real, Elisha dies, yeah, so he had to go, someone touched him, and was Nisaya, was Bakayim, that Pishna and Beru Tayyam. Okay.
Oh, they like the heavens,
no. No, the Tashma is buried next to him. Okay. Now the Medrash says as follows. The Medrash says this story, well, let's see Pasuk Chaval first. He lied down on the Yelet. That means, like by Elisha, it says he put his mouth on his mouth and his body on his body. He laid down on top of him three times. And each time that he lay down, he dived into Hashem, and he says, Hashem alekai, tashim no nefesh, ayelot azel kirbay. Return to nefesh. Now the Medrash says, this is a mashal to a ganav, who goes and steals a doctor's bag. He goes in the doctor's house, and he steals the bag that has all the doctor's instruments in it. And then on the way out, or a little bit, I don't know, I think it says on the way out, the son of the ganav got hurt. So he turns to the doctor and he says, heal him, heal my son. So he says, Chacham, give me back my bag and I'll be able to heal him. If you have my bag, I can't heal your son. Says the Medrash that Elio turned to Hashem and said, be Mechayim Mason here. Hashem told him, you made a shvua that there should be no tal umatar. Tal is necessary for Tchiyas HaMeisim. You have the tal. I can't do anything until you give me back the tal. So like the doctor can't heal until you give him back the bag. So the Rabbanu Shalom told him that I can't do anything. Tchiyas HaMeisim needs tal. Be matru the shvua that you said that you won't bring tal, which is a part we're not going to go into because it's really the next parak, which is about how the rain started again, but that's not why we came here. We came here just for the Tchiyas HaMeisim. But this is going to be the beginning of the end of the drought because of this. Now, why did he lie down on the yelet? Why did he lie down on him? Why he smited? So the Radak says, in order that his tefillah should be with more kavanah. Like it says, Vayeta Yitzchok Lashem Lenoichach Ishtoi. Says the Radak, Kloimar, Ishtai haisa lenegdai beis tfilasai. Not like Rashi says, this one is in this corner, that one's in that corner. The Radak says, it says, vayasa lai Hashem. Hashem only listened to Yitzchak, so Rashi says, and Adayma, he doesn't like that. He says, Yitzchak was davening. Rivka was standing in front of him. Because when he sees her in front of him, the tefillah is a different tefillah. He sees the tzara in front of him. So too, he lay down on him in order to be able to be mispalo better with more kavan. This is the red duck.
What was that
possibly said? Vayetah. Another pshat, he says, the Radak, maybe he did it. Lahanshim alav, to breathe on him, ulchamimai b'chaim hativi, and to warm him up with the natural warmth, hayaitzim ipanav imibsarai, that comes out of a person's body. Kiroi pamim, says the Radak, what do you need this for? We're doing tchias hameisim. Why do you need the warmth and the breath and the air? He's dead. Most times, says the nase, is done with a little bit of what's normal. If someone's unconscious, so you breathe into them, you want to warm them up. So this is how you do it. So even though we're doing tchias hameisim, it doesn't make sense, but you have to do something which is like the normal way of how to wake up a dead person. There's a normal way for that. And therefore, that's what he did in order that the nase should happen. So Vayishma Hashem b'kol Eliyo, v'atashem nefesh hayelad al kirbay v'yechi. So Hashem listened to the kol Eliyo, and he was Mekayem Eisen, he lived. V'yikach Eliyo sayelad, v'yirideyu min aliyo abayse, v'yine Eliyimai, v'yayimer Eliyo, re'i, look, chai v'neich, your son's living. V'atayimer v'yishal Eliyo, atozei adati ki shalikim ato. Now I know that you're an ishalikim, u'dvar Hashem b'ficho emes, and the dvar Hashem in your mouth is true. So the Malbim Lashitasai says she was chayshed him, he was doing kishuf, and it wasn't the Dvar Hashem. Now I see your Ishalikim, Udvar Hashem b'ficha emes, that when you said before that Hashem was the one who was making the nace of the Kemach and the Shemen, it wasn't kishuf, it was the Dvar Hashem. It was really, you were not lying, you were really telling me the truth, it was the Dvar Hashem. Yeah? Because it's amazing, you can't tell you the kishuf. It looked like it. I don't know. I guess that's something that's absolutely rooted. Eventually, the kishuf will wear off. It doesn't stay like that forever. Okay, we'll stop over here. And next time, we will go back to Malachim Beis, Parash Daled, Pasuk Tetz, or whatever it was, to continue the story of Elisha.